Hello, everyone. I'm Greg Harris. Welcome to The Energy Source, where we focus on speaking with the brightest and best from many fields and walks of life, where energy becomes the source.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey, how's it going? What's going on?
All right, we have Richie Rashard Ward on The Energy Source. Hey, Rashard, just introduce yourself a little bit. Introduce yourself, Richie, and let everybody know who you are. We also have Tommy Higgs. He's joining us as well today. Hey, introduce yourself for us, Richie.
All right. My name is Richie. People call me Richie. My real name is Rashard Ward. Right now, I'm working as an accountant, business student, planning on doing my MBA in this coming fall. From Detroit, Michigan, and that's really the gist of it right there.
Hey, Tommy.
Yeah, what's going on?
Hey, introduce yourself too as well, man. Let's kick this off, yo.
Yeah, what's going on, people? My name is Tommy. I'm from Detroit.
Welcome back.
Yeah. I've been on the podcast a couple times. Yeah.
Before, so you're not new to the podcast, man. So. Yeah. Hey, Richie, man, I'm happy to have you on today. Also, Tommy, joining me back on for like the second or third time already. Hey, Richie, how could everybody find you, man? Where you at? Are you on LinkedIn? You on Facebook? Are you on Instagram, TikTok? Where are you at?
You can really find me on LinkedIn. I don't have much other social media sites, so you can find me on LinkedIn. My name is Rashard Ward. Spell Rashard Ward. You find me on there. That's my only social media platform right now.
Little bro professional. He not really indulging in a lot of the scrolling for hours a day all the time,
Right.
Let's just kick this off, y'all, man. I mean, this has been we are on Monday, January 27th, and it's been a rough day or so for everybody. We recently just lost a legend. Rest in peace to the late great legend Kobe Bryant, the great, and also Gianna Bryant as well, his daughter. They were both recently. Oh, and also, excuse me. Also, the other seven passengers that was also fatally injured in this helicopter crash, guys. And that's like it really hits home, guys, because myself, I have kids, and it's really traumatic. It's really a traumatic situation for us to deal with a situation like that involving a father leaving his family and everything.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah.
And that's probably the saddest part of it. That's the saddest thing really about the situation is, a father, a husband, leaving their family behind. That's really the saddest aspect of it.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. It's very, very tragic, like I said, condolences once again to Kobe Bryant. But I just want to say, for me personally, with Kobe, what I got out of Kobe, and I mean what he shared with me personally, for myself as a viewer, as a fan, as a person that studied Kobe or at least evaluated him, Kobe didn't really take no crap, man. He didn't take no shit from nothing, man. Kobe was as strong as they came, and I felt like we should do a podcast today, just to really pay respect to Kobe, because without Kobe, it would a lot of our attributes and a lot of things that the way that we do things or whatever, we wouldn't do them that way if it was not for Kobe Bryant, in the same month as, the late, great Dr. Martin Luther King passed away, assassinated, It's really important to pay homage to our greats. It's really important to pay homage to our legends that we have, you know what I'm saying, actually seen and, you know, adapted and begin to love. So,
right. So
Tommy, man, what's your take on Kobe, man? How do you feel about this? Man, I'm pressed.
I feel how everybody feels. He, you know, he's a legend. You know what I'm saying? I was devastated when I heard about him. I thought about I got 10-year-old daughter. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't imagine me being in a helicopter with her and having to console her and make sure, you know, make things seem like everything all right. And then we perish like that that day. You know, when I heard the news, I was heartbroken. And growing up, you know, everybody used to shoot the ball into the trash can and yell Kobe. I mean, that was just normal. I mean, you know, everybody.
Yeah, honestly, dude, like, you do it and you don't even think.
Yeah, it was second nature, like. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it was like that let you know, like, yeah, you know, the impact he had on our childhood. So it's like when you hear something like that, then you know you gotta realize. Us watching him grow up in our household since he was 17, it's kind of like he's been in our house for like 20 years, you know what I mean? So it's like he was a family member. You know, I was heartbroken over it, you know what I'm saying? I ain't been hurt like this since Nipsey Hussle passed away last year. And then also yesterday was my dad's birthday. The 26th, yeah, it's my dad's birthday, so it was like, it was a tragic situation for sure.
The crazy part about it was, man, me and my kids, we were getting ready to go out, and my youngest baby, he turned 4 yesterday.
Okay, yeah.
We were getting ready to go out and celebrate and enjoy his day or whatever.
Yeah.
And when I received the news or whatever, it was like, it took me back.
Yeah.
No, I actually immediately grabbed my son. I just hugged him before finding out that his daughter was on board as well.
Because,
I mean, as a father, man, I mean, our whole job is, man, to provide and take care of our kids.
That's a fact.
And without dad or whatever, you know what I'm saying, Kobe, he left his other 3 children behind, you know. Rest in peace to Gianna.
Yeah, absolutely.
As well as Kobe. But this young woman, this young lady, she was only 13 years old.
And 13.
She left. Yeah, yeah. And I mean, she left early, man. She left early. And that hurts the most.
Yeah,
it really does, man. It really do. Like yesterday, honestly, man, I stayed up. I really didn't go to bed last night. I stayed up. I was tossing and turning all night.
And
I got up early this morning at about 2 a.m., man. I went and worked out. And I worked out for Kobe, man. I pushed it out, man. I got up. I think I took about 2 hours of sleep or something like that, maybe an hour and a half. And I just went there, man, because I felt like I should dedicate this to Kobe, man. I felt like it was worth it.
Yeah,
me getting my butt back up after, you know what I'm saying, being down after losing our great, you know what I'm saying, leader or whatever, our great, this guy, man, he was very, very special to everybody.
Everybody.
Yeah.
And it's like, it didn't matter if you played basketball or not. You know, you knew who Kobe was, and it don't matter what demographic you're from, what race you was, you knew Kobe, and you knew he was a competitor on the floor. You knew he put it all out on the floor, you know, and that's what was really inspiring about him, and that's what drew me towards him, and that's why he was really my favorite basketball player, because, or athlete in general, just because that nature he brought to the game, you know, that everybody used to talk about, that assassin's mentality he brought to the game. And although I'm not an NBA player, I'm not a basketball player or sports at all. I kind of try to take that approach in my everyday life, you know, try to seize the moment, try to seize every opportunity. And sometimes, I mean, I'm not saying I'm the best at doing it, but, you know, I fall short, but I try to have that mentality,
right,
that Mamba mentality that he brought. And you know, even more so now, you know, with his passing, it kind of came back to me, you know, like,
yeah,
take advantage of every opportunity because life is short.
Yeah, this tragic, man, this one right here, man, put you on your shit, man, because it's like, you know, God, yeah. You know, it's you know, our good guys, they leaving us, man, you know, and it's like, we got to step up now, you know, as young men, as young leaders in this world, as young entrepreneurs, young business owners, we have to step up. We have to put ourselves in a position to not actually necessarily try to live up to what Kobe did, because it only could be one Kobe Bryant.
Right.
But at least try to match what he did. At least try to come correct, come harder, come stronger. You know, once you retire from your accounting business and firm and everything, Richie, and for me, with my entrepreneurial aspects and Thomas as well, with your accountant as well. Once we lead the game, man, we got to lead the game completely with everything left on the floor, on the table, everything. Whatever that we strive out to do, we got to do it. And that'll be the ultimate fulfillment of this journey. And that's what Kobe did. Kobe left everything out there on that floor, man. When he left it, he was gone. And that I really want to, you know, send my prayers up to Kobe, man, because I really respect that. I commend that, and I admire that. It's a whole nother animal with that, honestly, for me personally. Like I shed a couple tears, man. It hurt, man. It didn't feel good.
Nah. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm like. And the fact that it's his daughter, I know we kind of saying this again, but the fact that his daughter, you know, when I first, I'll tell you back to when I found out about the news. When I found out about it, I thought my fiance, you know, was reading a hoax, you know, those fake pages on social media. So I'm like, no, we didn't. You know, so a couple seconds later, I'm like, well, let me look it up. Let me look for myself. You know, and then I see the articles, right. You know, and they're showing it. And it was surreal for me. It was like, what? Kobe? You know, like,
right.
Not Kobe, you know, like that, not Kobe. And that just, and I feel like everybody felt like that, like not Kobe.
100%.
You know, and that just speaks to how, the type of effect he had on everybody. Like you were saying, T, he had an effect on everybody, no matter if you thought he was a jerk on the basketball floor or not.
You respect Kobe. That's a fact.
You respected him. Kobe made everyone respect him because he worked. He put it all out there, man. Kobe,
exactly.
He was an extraordinary guy, man. He's, I mean, honestly, man, words can't really describe, man. You know,
can't describe it.
No, no.
What this guy, you know, actually put out here to this world, like, I mean.
And I'm watching the interview with Tracy McGrady. He say Kobe always told him. He said he was like, he's sitting there crying. Tracy McGrady talking about him. He like, man, my brother told me. He told me he's like, he spoke this into existence. And the lady was like, what you mean by this? He was like, man, Kobe, man. He was like, me and him was like, he was like, I used to sleep in Kobe's house. He's like, I know Kobe since I was 15. He was like, he said that Kobe said that he always wanted to die young. He said, Kobe said, I want to die young. He said, I want to die a legend. And he's like, I feel like my brother spoke this into existence. So he definitely left his boy the way that he said he wanted to leave it. It's just the more traumatic part to me is his daughter, because she had her whole life ahead of her, you know what I'm saying? And she had a strong passion for hooping, man, and I don't know.
Over the last day or so, over the last, 24 hours, you know, of information of, you know, the story being broken, you know, we've seen Kobe Bryant and Gianna together in different videos and different photos that were taken of them. And these are photos that we would have not looked at, you know, just on the strength, because it's like we weren't looking to you know, see this or whatever. You know what I'm saying? We didn't think that this would possibly happen or whatever, but it was like, you know, him and his daughter, they were together. They were inseparable. Kobe Bryant didn't have any children. He didn't have any boys. He had no sons. So his daughter, she was his role dog. His youngest, his second oldest daughter, his middle child. The second oldest daughter or whatever, and they rolled together, you know. And it was an interview I heard today with Jalen Rose. And Jalen Rose was speaking about it, and he said that that Kobe had plans on doing other things or whatever, but when his daughter expressed and showed her interest in basketball, it just reignited Kobe to go back into it. You know, when Kobe, he's created the Mamba Practice Academy or whatever, you know, he created a team and everything or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And his daughter, you know, she played on his team and he coached her. And I was, you know, he rededicated his life back to basketball after he retired from professionally playing it for over 20 years.
Right. Yeah. That's a story right there. That's a storyline, you know, that kind of hits you in the heart, because he gave his all to the game 20 years, you know, and it comes with sacrifices. It comes with sacrifices, you know, you got to be away from your family for a month at a time, you know, and he was able to reconnect. And as much of a competitor he was on the floor, after retirement, all the pictures that you see, the interviews that he do, you see him becoming, and not becoming because he always was a father, but you see him as this father figure, you know, smiling in pictures with his daughters, with his family, with his wife. And it's just an inspiring story. That's inspiring in itself. You know, him, I think it's the best transition from professional sports.
Yeah, it is.
That we've seen, at least in our generation, for someone to go from being such a competitor on the floor, all about basketball, and that transition to being the family man, taking care of his family, taking care of his daughter, being there for his kids, you know, that speaks volumes to who he was too. And that's just as big of a part of his chapters of his book as the basketball aspect, in my opinion, you know.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You know, recently back in, I believe it was 2017, Kobe, 2017, 2018, let me just try to, you know, have the timeline kind of confirmed or whatever. But Kobe, he won an Oscar for a documentary that he produced or whatever on for Showtime. And I watched it, and I watched it last year. And it was just it was really profound, man. Cause that's what Kobe was trying to do, man. Kobe was writing kids' screenplays and different things. He was really opening his avenues up for different things in life and everything. You know, with building the Mamba Practice Academy, the gym and everything, man. It was really really a beautiful thing to see. Even before all this happened or whatever, you know, we see Kobe at the games or whatever with his daughter, and we see her, she started hooping and everything, and we seen Kobe as the greatest player coaching his own daughter. Like, we're looking into the future, like, what is Giannis gonna be like? Like, it's gonna be, he's gonna do some big things. Like, I really look forward to it. I really did. You know?
Yeah. I did too. I actually did too.
And it was one photo. It was one video. Kobe was at the game. I believe it was at the Lakers game, courtside. And he was, you know, moving his hands and different things or whatever, because I mean, everybody know, and if you don't know, Kobe was like he was just a master of the game, man. I mean, what the word on the street is that, you know, Kobe had no flaws on the basketball court. And for the different gems that he was dropping on his daughter, the things that he was teaching her and showing her, he was equipping her to be the best player because he was gonna he dedicated anything, whatever he had to the game. So right. what he was gonna give her, he was gonna give her 10,000 to a 1,000,000% more than what he gave to the game. You know, and it's like I really wish that we could have saw her because they said that she wanted to go to the University of UConn. You know, she wanted to play for UConn. And when she got there, she was gonna win championships because she was gonna be equipped with that Mamba mentality, of course. But she was gonna be equipped with that hard work ethic, though. That,
yes, sir.
I'm gonna do everything that it takes to win ethically. You know, and
yes, sir.
You know, for the days to pass, y'all, man, it's like, man, we really gotta value and, you know, cherish these moments that we have with one another, with our kids, with our siblings, with our parents, with people right. in the world that you meet. You might meet a person in the world that might come off and have a bad attitude. You might think so, but spark a conversation up with them and try to change their point of view, their perspective. You know, because it's this life that we live in. You know, we are really renting space on this, in this earth right here. We don't own anything. We do own. Well, I'm not gonna say we own it, but we do have, you know, the time that we do got. The time that we do have, we have to, you know, really nurture it and treat it preciously.
Definitely.
Because, I mean, never, nobody has a million years, but everybody always used to saying that never in a million years we thought that we'd be having a podcast or a conversation speaking about Kobe being Bryant. Like, no way, shape, form, nor fashion.
Never.
So
you never would have thought that.
Right.
And kind of just speak on what you were saying, just saying a second ago about we don't own anything and how, you know, the things that we actually do own, you know, are limited. And I'm not talking about, you know, perishable things or items at all. I'm talking about we do own our decisions.
And yes, sir. I appreciate that.
That's one thing that's really important is we own our decisions. And like you were saying, you know, we own our decisions to take care of our family, to be there for our family, and to spend those moments and be grateful for every moment. That's a decision. You know, we own that decision.
Step it up.
Whether, you know, and...
Right.
Yeah, exactly. We definitely own our decisions, man. I mean, I'm thankful that you brought that back up with that. But, I mean, you know, just moving forward, you know,
that decision every time you step out. Because I think that's I was just saying that's something that, you know, eventually that people should talk about. We should talk about our decisions, how much our decisions affect, you know, everything that we do in life. You know, we kind of sometimes people don't own their decisions that they've made, you know, and I think that has a detrimental effect. As long as you own your decisions and be conscious of your decisions, I feel like that can change the trajectory of your life. And I know I'm kind of touching on a different topic, but it kind of relates to what Kobe was about, you know, that him getting to the gym early before everybody, that's a decision. You know what I mean? Him putting this all out on the floor, that's a decision. And after basketball, him dissecting the game with his daughter, that's a decision. You know, and if we make these decisions every day, you know, and these are all conscious decisions. And I feel like that's something that more people should take thought of and take heed to. And, you know,
yeah, absolutely.
Can you vouch for that, T? Like, you know, how important these decisions are, you know, and not even just career-wise, you know, with family, making that decision to have that conversation with your, you know what I'm saying, with your family members. You know, sit down for a minute. Yeah. You know, life moves so fast.
So I feel like
that we have missed those moments.
That's y'all both made good points. Like, yeah, ownership. Like, we really don't own anything but our decisions to bring it around full circle. Ultimately, we gotta leave. You know, leave our stamp on the world. And you know, and when we all, you know, this is what we all gotta understand is that we all gotta go. And this physical body is, you know, you really don't know when you're gonna go. And when, you know, when we all got the news yesterday, it just makes you realize your own, you know that you got an expiration clock on your life. So you got to realize that, you know, take ownership of your decisions, make it, you know, make an impression on people and make the world a better place that because you were here, because that's what he did. His academy, his model academy, you know, everything he did for his family. His family is going to be well taken care of. His daughters, his wife, everybody's life that he impacted and touched. So I feel like we all got a responsibility to leave an impact on the world, you know, and try to make it a better place than you know.
Yes. I mean, we like you said, man, we definitely have a responsibility that we have to leave on this world. And, you know, first of all, man, today I had the opportunity picking my son up from school, man. And that's like one of the things that I really like adore about my life, that I have the opportunity to pick my child up from school and sometimes drop him off. Right. I really think that in this world that we living in now, I really think that we really need to get back to the basics. Back to the basics.
Back to the basics.
You know, with the kids, the family, that dynamic of life.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, because I mean, this.
I agree with that.
This time that we have on this earth, man, this is not. It's not guaranteed, you know. A Sunday, you know, the Grammys yesterday or whatever, they were honoring Nipsey Hussle. You know, he was getting his Grammys for his accolades and everything. Rest in peace to Nipsey Hussle as well. Another great soul that went down early, you know. Another one of our leaders that went down early as well.
Young. Yeah,
and, you know, like, for Kobe now and for Nipsey now, they don't have the opportunity to do the things that they would normally have done. Because I know these guys, family men. So picking up their kids, dropping them off, making them breakfast and different things like that or whatever, I know that. And just being there for their children, man, you know, that means a lot to a man. It means a whole lot to a man. And that's why I wanted to pull my brothers into this conversation today. Because, you know, our hearts really go out to this situation, to this legendary situation. Like, this is not something normal. I mean, it's not a small situation. I mean, a lot of men die every day. You know, and that's true. And rest in peace to all the other men that died today as well. But I mean, for our impactful guys, our leaders, our guys that inspire us, our guys that raise the bar in life for us to, you know what I'm saying, shoot at that, it's our obligation to make sure that we, you know, advocate, we speak on their behalf, you know. And
absolutely.
I just really want to say, man, from the bottom of my heart, man, Kobe, he definitely has been an impact in my life, man. I like I said, I've listened to multiple Kobe interviews over the years of my life, and you know, watching workouts and the way Kobe get down, man, on the workout floor or whatever, on the floor with practice scenes or whatever, man. When Kobe he chewing his teammates out or whatever, like, man, hey dog, get there, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Kobe was the player and the coach at the same time, man. You know, and it, it and somewhat to me or whatever, it's like sometimes when I'm doing things and I'm telling people to do stuff, I take on that as well or whatever. Like, man, hey, dog, do that. Move that. Go there.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, and my leadership skills and my leadership, you know what I'm saying, roles or whatever, you know, I really, really resonate with Kobe Bryant. And I'm in, you know, the situation that occurred, man, it's like, it's very, very devastating, you know, because a lot of mothers, and this really affects the women as well, too, because, you know, our women, they have to hold the house down, you know, because Vanessa Bryant, she was a stay-at-home wife. And, you know, right now,
right,
unfortunately, you know, Vanessa Bryant is a widow right now. Also, a mother that has lost her child. So we just want to send a prayer up for her as well on this podcast today.
Right.
It's all positive vibes. We definitely want to send one up for Vanessa and the rest of the Bryant family. And matter of fact, the whole world, for the men and women. Like, this is really, really...
Yeah, it's tragic, man.
It's a touchy, like, man. I'm touched, man. I'm touched right now. Nonsense. You know, and I'm really thankful that, you know, you guys... were, you know what I'm saying, able to get on with the Energy Source podcast with Greg, and y'all can have an opportunity to talk with me and to share y'all views and everything and, you know, how y'all feel about this stuff, man. But we just really got to thank you.
I appreciate thank you having me on here. I appreciate it.
Any last remarks on the legendary, on the great Kobe Bryant? Any last things, you know, y'all want to share about Kobe, man? Any game footage? Any thoughts? Any last things y'all want to share about Kobe, man? Because I mean, we could definitely go on for the next day or so, and we could sit. Yeah, we could really go on for a long
time. We could go on forever, man.
He was a real deep brother, man. He was a real deep brother, and you know, he had a lot. He offered. He gave us a lot, and he had a lot to offer us. He had a ton of lot to give us.
I mean, I'm gonna close it with, I just feel like it's a couple of things. Like, one, just cherish your family, you know what I'm saying? Like, be, you know, cherish everybody that you got around in your circle, because you never know when the last day you're gonna see them. And the second thing would be is to take his mentality with you. The energy that he left with the world is contagious, man. That model mentality, that kill to be killed, man, that leave it all on the floor, man. Take that mentality in whatever field of occupation you got or whatever endeavor you're trying to pursue. And take that mentality, because he left that energy with the world, and be the greatest you can be, you know? That's what I say, you know?
Definitely.
Exactly. Man, and...
Go ahead.
And
go ahead.
I'm sorry, I mean, interrupt you. Okay. What I would add to it is, just to wrap everything up, is I like to think of, all right, it's a YouTube video that I watched as a kid when I was growing up and I was playing basketball, you know, and I would go out and go practice. It was a YouTube video. The name of it was Greatness Personified, and it was a Kobe highlight reel, and it was him, you know, going through his workouts, through his training and game footage on how he literally played chess and his moves that he made on the floor. And what I can add to the Energy Source podcast and our viewers is, how can you channel his greatness? How can you channel that greatness in your personal life? How can you channel that, you know, not only just career-wise, I like to bring up family as well, but how can you channel his greatness? How can you play chess?
Right.
How he did on the floor in your life. How can you make those moves so that you can impact the next generation? Because we owe it to the next generation.
Man, wow, that really just that struck a nerve, man. That hit me, man. And I also really want to speak on, you know, the families, the other casualties that were that we lost as well in this accident yesterday. Yeah. You know, the other seven people, the pilot, the baseball coach, the basketball coach, the two other players. Like, I mean, it's so many families that really has been affected about this situation. And, you know, I don't want to leave. I can't leave without speaking upon these other individuals, because, I mean, Kobe was our superstar. And we all love Kobe.
All life is valuable.
These people are as significant as Kobe is as well. You know, to the father and the husband who lost his child and who lost his wife, and to the other family members and the other friends who lost their dad, their cousin, their sister, their aunt, their friend. You know, this really, really touched. Also to the
tragedy,
you know, his family, friends, his network of people that loved and cared for him, you know, because he was a pilot. I'm pretty sure he flew more than one person than Kobe. You know, others loved him. He was very, very loved as well. Right. You know, so I really want to, you know, send a big prayer to all the other individuals that we lost as well. It's not just around Kobe. It's not, I mean, you know, Kobe, like I said, our superstar, our guy. We looked up to him, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And you know, we respected him highly, but I mean, all these other people, the young ladies, that were coming up in the basketball world, they had plans and dreams going on to playing in Division I colleges or taking on different occupations in life. You know, the baseball coach, the father, all these individuals, man. I mean, it really, really hurts, man. It really, really hurts, man, because it's like, you know, when I look at my own life or whatever, and I know I touch a nice amount of people myself. I'm not going to sit around and say I touch hundreds of thousands of people. But I know I touch, and I know we all have a nice reach of people that care about us and love us. And if we had a demise, it would affect a lot of different people, because a lot of people depend on us. You know, I depend on, you know what I'm saying, you for a call. I depend on you for a friend. I depend on you for different things or whatever, you know, and it's like, I wouldn't want to see anybody in this world die or go or leave us. So I just want everybody, man, I just want to take a brief moment of silence for the rest of the other passengers that was on that helicopter that did not make it, unfortunately, guys. Let's just take a second. Yeah, guys, let's get ready to wrap this up, man. I want to do this because I had to pay a tribute to Kobe. I had to pay a tribute to the family. But I also want to make sure that we touched on everything, man, that we possibly can get to or whatever. You know, everybody pretty much lost for words. So, I mean, for the Energy Source Podcast, of Greg, Thomas Higgs, where can everybody find you at?
I'm T Bronson 88 on Instagram, and Facebook is Thomas Dale Higgs III. I'm really not on my social platforms as frequently as I used to be, but those are my I'm also on LinkedIn. Also, I'm Thomas Higgs on LinkedIn also.
Right. Hey, Rashard as well. Where can they find you at, sir?
Yeah, they can find me mainly on LinkedIn. I'm on LinkedIn. My name is Rashard Ward, spelled R-A-S-H-A-R-D, last name W-A-R-D. You can find me on there. You can connect with me if you want to talk about, you know, Kobe Bryant and his legacy and the tragedy that's happened. You know, I don't mind talking about it. You know, it's hard. fine words, but us talking about things like this and how it affects us can kind of make situations better. We can kind of find light in situations, even in the darkest
time. I really think that, you know, communicating with everything and, you know, just being open with stuff, not holding stuff in, because once you hold stuff in for so long, you're going to have an outburst. It's gonna break you. So, you know, I mean, a lot of people in this world, man, they need a grief counselor for, you know, this situation that occurred, because it really hits home.
Yeah.
You know, you look at your own life and be like, could I make it? Could I not make it home to see my children?
Exactly. Yeah, I was thinking that too. Today, you know, heading to work, you know, you never know. Because the thing is, just like we didn't expect this for Kobe, you never will expect it for yourself as well, or your loved ones, you know, but in this life, it's short, and you never know what can happen. So you got to, we will be repeating ourselves over and over, but just make sure you tell your family you love them. You make sure you're there for everybody that you care about. And even those that you don't know, say hi to the person that's in the elevator next to you. You know, it's no harm.
Right.
They won't
most
bite you.
Most definitely. Hey, well, signing off on the Energy Source podcast with Greg Harris. Also, y'all can find me on Instagram at GregHarris_87. Also on Facebook at Greg Harris. Also, I'm on TikTok as well now at GregHarris_87. And we signing off today on January 27th. Rest in peace to Kobe Bryant, Gianna Bryant, to all the everyone that was on that flight, that was on that helicopter. Everybody matters. Everybody means a lot to us. And we signing off, y'all. Rest in peace. Y'all be safe.
Signing out.
If you enjoyed this episode, I would love for you to share, rate it, and also repost it. I hope that you leave with a better understanding of your true potential. Until the next time, I want you to remember, energy is your source for prosperity, motivation, ambition, and insight.